Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
A very high expectation of what I've always thought this franchise is, and that was the best franchise in sports.
In the moments where we are down as players, we got to execute. Every day I'm so fortunate to be a part of this team.
This is 49ers Plus Minus.
Hi everyone, Matt Barrows with a solo podcast, 49ers Plus and Minus, for Wednesday, which of course is the day that we see the first practice report of the week, and we get an indication of who's playing and how the lineup could look a little bit different. 19 guys listed on the practice report today. That might be a season high. However, let's not get excited here. Three of those guys aren't injured. The two guys who usually get Wednesday off, Trent Williams and Christian McCaffrey. And then the new guy, Keon White, who just came over in a trade. So he was limited today, but not because he's injured. I know that that's a joke among some of you guys that the 49ers definitely would want to trade for a guy who's already injured. That's one of the allures of Keon White, is that he's not injured, hasn't played a whole lot this season, which means that he's not beat up. So why don't we go just position by position to talk about if there's any movement in the roster. And I think that there is. It's subtle in some areas, including the first one quarterback. Brock Purdy, again, was limited because of the toe, and it seemed like Mac Jones was taking, if not all, the lion's share of the first-team reps. I think the question with Purdy is, okay, was this the plan to give him a limited practice on Wednesday, then see how he feels Thursday morning, and if he feels good, then work him in a little bit more heavily with the thought that he could play against the Giants on Sunday. Kyle Shanahan has said several times now that the artificial surface there does not factor into the Purdy decision. Obviously, what factors in is whether this knee is still problematic so many weeks after it occurred. It occurred in week one, of course. So again, it's wait and see. Could be another Mac Jones game. Mac Jones is on the injury report with knee. He's had that left knee PCL issue since a little bit more than midway through training camp. He's got a contusion, a bruise on the other knee. He was full go on Wednesday, however, so it doesn't seem to be hindering him But it just kind of underscores that he's kind of beat up too. And I think a lot of people saw that in the second half of the game in Houston. He was just slow to get up after a couple of hits, was knocked down quite a bit. So something to monitor there. But I think Thursday, and Tim Kawakami and I will talk about this again, maybe on Thursday afternoon. I think that's sort of the decision day for Brock Purdy. He doesn't necessarily have to be the guy taking all the snaps in the Wednesday practice, but I would think that he would have to be the guy taking the lion's share of the first team reps in the Thursday practice. I did ask Kyle Shanahan whether Purdy would get any first team reps today, Wednesday, and he said, "Yeah, he'll get reps. I know he'll get reps." So he wasn't very eager to share, and maybe he's playing games, and maybe that's a window into what they're thinking. We'll see. Wide receiver, no Ricky Pearsall. This has gone on since week three when he suffered the PCL injury. I just mentioned Mac Jones's PCL. That one occurred in mid-August. That may be the nature of PCL. Sometimes they're slow to come back from. So I did see Ricky Pearsall running before practice, and he was running at a good clip and changing directions. And it seems, I'm going to have to put that in quotes, like he's close. But I think the 49ers have thought he's been close for a little while, and it just hasn't happened yet. So probably no Ricky Pearsall this week ahead of the Giants game. Juwan Jennings, still listed on the injury report with ankle, shoulder, and ribs. But he was full go on Wednesday, another week of full go practice. I think that just kind of shows that he's getting better. And I think we're going to start seeing that on the field. More practice, he's going to look better because of that. And because I think those ribs, which probably are the most problematic for him, certainly in terms of the blocking, which hasn't been to the level that we've seen him block in the past. Once those start to heal up, I think he's going to start to feel better. Running back, pretty much status quo. I mentioned McCaffrey's on his vet day. One of the saving graces, if you want to look at it that way, of playing just a very few number of offensive snaps overall, is that McCaffrey didn't get his usual huge workload, only 11 touches against the Texans. He had a season low in snaps, 46. To put that in perspective, he played 76 in that overtime win over the Los Angeles Rams in week five. So, you know, as far as being well-rested, he's probably more well-rested heading into this game than most of the games this season. Tight end, everything is status quo. O-line, lots of movement on the O-line. Ben Bartsch had his practice window opened today, and he practiced on a limited basis. He looked good from what I could see early in the practice. I think that there's a fair chance that he's back at left guard where he began the season, just given that the 49ers left guard situation hasn't been great to this point. And so the idea is that Ben Bartsch would bring some stability there. And maybe the run game gets going, et cetera. No Jake Brendel and no Trent Williams. Brendel is going to miss this week with that hamstring strain. I think it's next week against the Rams that you start looking for him and for Bryce Huff, another hamstring guy, to come back. The other big move, and it was sort of a quiet move, but I think it potentially can be big for this season or maybe next season, is that they signed Andre Dillard to the practice squad. And Dillard was with them in training camp. He was coming back from off-season ankle surgery and never really practiced a whole bunch, practiced some. But then he went back on injured reserve at the end of August, and then he was cut with an injury settlement. He's now healthy. And I talked to him for a little while. He's moving around well. He's optimistic. He thinks that this offense really kind of caters to his skill set. Remember, this is a guy who back in 2019 ran a 4.96 40 at 315 pounds. He's a former first round pick to the Eagles, never really got a lot of starts there, never really kind of fit in to that offense. But obviously the 49ers are hoping that at age 30, his skill set, like I said, matches up with what they do. And he could end up by the end of the season becoming their swing tackle. Remember, it was Spencer Burford for a while. He's still on IR. Now it's Austin Pleasance, a guy that really was only a right tackle for most of training camp and in the early part of the season. Andre Dillard would have more experience than those guys at tackle.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Certainly. And like I said, he's good on the hoof. You would think that he would be good, especially for the zone blocking that the 49ers do. So he's somebody just to keep an eye on. I'm not saying he's going to take over at left tackle for Trent Williams in coming years, but I'd say that there is at least some percent possibility that that occurs. All right, let's move to the D line. That this is the area where they've seen their most change. Two guys, Keon White and Cleveland Farrell, were on hand for Wednesday's practice. White, the trade acquisition, was wearing number 56. Cleveland Farrell wore number 94 back in 2023. He was in 96 on Wednesday. Both of those guys absolutely could play against the Giants. Certainly Farrell could be called up from the practice squad, given the fact that he was a 17-game starter. Yes, 17 games. Those are rare for the 49ers back in 2023, the year that they went to the Super Bowl. You'll recall that he was quite good against the run, not quite as flashy on pass plays, but still pretty good. The 49ers just need bodies at that position because they practiced without Huff, who's probably not going to play against the Giants. There was no Sam Okwuonu. Kyle Shanahan began the day saying that Okwuonu would be limited with his ankle injury. Instead, he did not practice on Wednesday. So that suggests that it might be a little bit worse than they've been letting on. No Ichir Gross-Matos again. I think that he's got a chance this week. We'll see if he takes part in the Thursday practice. And then no Alfred Collins. He suffered the shoulder injury. We all saw him going into the blue tent against the Texans. You know, I don't think that Shanahan thinks that any of these Huff, Okwuonu, now Gross Matos, after he's been out for a few weeks, and Collins are long term. But still, these guys are injured, and it's unclear whether they'll be able to go against the Giants. The other loss is that they literally lost Trevis Gibson, who played 39 snaps on Sunday, to the Carolina Panthers, who signed him off of the practice squad. I think the 49ers would have liked to have kept him in some way, shape, or form because of all the injuries that they've had. They could have more over these next 9 games. Remember, we've only played 8. There are 9 more to go. But Gibson saw a better opportunity in Carolina. He's now on their active roster. So he should be back in a couple of weeks when the Panthers arrive. But he's not an option after the 49ers kind of leaned on him heavily in recent weeks. So, 2 other things at defensive line. Mykel Williams and C.J. West, who've been staples on the practice report in recent weeks, West with a thumb, Williams with a wrist. Neither of them is listed, so I imagine that those injuries are now mostly healed or totally healed. Both of those guys were full go. Linebacker, no D. Winters on Wednesday. He's dealing with a knee inflammation, I think Kyle Shanahan called it. He's day-to-day as well. I think the 49ers think he might be able to play against the Giants, but again, we're talking about an artificial turf field. He's been dealing with this a little bit in recent weeks. Could be an occasion for him to take a game off. And if that's the case, then I got to wonder whether Nick Martin would play at weak side linebacker. Martin, of course, has yet to log 1 defensive snap. He's been playing some special teams recently. But when Winters left the game in Houston, it wasn't Martin who came in for him. It was Curtis Robinson. And that was a bit of a surprise, considering that Martin was a 3rd-round pick. He's been practicing exclusively at weak side linebacker. I thought that he started to play really well in the preseason and training camp. He's got pop to him. He moves really well. You would think that he could become a difference maker, maybe more so than Curtis Robinson. Robinson's the veteran. He's one of the smartest guys on the team. I think that the 49ers absolutely trust him there, and probably with Tatum Bethune, another young guy starting at middle linebacker, they probably want to have a veteran like Robinson next to him. However, I think Nick Martin will get a chance to show what he can do this week, so that if Winters does not play, Martin, at least in the running, to play. And I think that would be something to be excited about, something to watch on Sunday. Cornerback, the only guy on the injury report is Upton Stout, who was limited with a shoulder injury. D'Amador Lenore with that quad, and Renardo Green, he had toe, I believe it was. They both been on the report in recent weeks, but they're off it now. So I think that they're pretty good at cornerback. And then safety, status quo. No one is listed on the injury report. And as we saw in the Texans game, it's now Malik Mustafa and Jair Brown as the starters, with Jason Pinnock getting some big nickel snaps and Marquise Siegel, the rookie, getting no defensive snaps. The first time, not only the first time he didn't start all year, but the first time he got 0 defensive snaps. So it looks like they're riding with Mustafa and Brown, which I think is a little, curious maybe, considering that, you know, Pinnock and Siegel did a pretty good job at safety. Not a lot of big plays to be had against the 49ers early in the season. And the 49ers have totally put that on its head with Mustafa and Brown, who I consider more sort of in-the-box safeties, not exactly stellar coverage guys, and that was exposed a little bit against the Texans, although that defensive line was delivering no pressure whatsoever. So I don't think any safety duo is going to excel in that situation. One other thing before we go, to make room for Keon White, the 49ers had to cut somebody, and that somebody was Drew Moss, the undrafted rookie out of Colorado State. I've spoken in the past about them sort of eyeing Moss as a center project, and that may still be the case. They could always get him back onto the practice squad, but he has to clear waivers to do that. And I think one of the reasons why the 49ers kept him around in the summer was that they were leery of other teams swiping their young offensive linemen. We've seen that a couple of times, Jarrett Kingston, for example, in 2024. And they didn't want that to happen with either Drew Moss or Connor Colby. So we'll see whether Drew Moss gets claimed. If he doesn't get claimed, I'm sure the 49ers would like to have him back. They would need to find a roster spot if they activated either Ben Bartsch or Spencer Burford off of IR this week. I'm not exactly sure where that would come from. Maybe moving somebody to injured reserve. I'm not sure who that somebody would be, but the 49ers would have to make those moves to accommodate Bartsch being back in the lineup. All right, that's all I have. Like I said, Tim and I will be back at you probably on Thursday evening with our predictions and talking about the new defensive line and whether the 49ers are finished adding to that defensive line. I have a feeling they may not be. That's going to be our teaser for the Thursday podcast. Anyway, I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.